Good morning. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. It's another installment of Beats and Eats. We have Donna the Rock and Roll Chef, and she has been traveling up and down all the roads, finding some really interesting places to have a delicious culinary experience. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
It's so great to have you here.
Yes.
You make my Fridays super special. And you brought some food. There's nothing better than a Friday morning, and lunch is planned. Thank you.
You got it.
Eggplant parm. Mm-hmm. All right, Beats and Eats. Where have you been, Donna?
This weekend, I stayed local, which for me is Dutchess County.
Okay.
I went to a shop in the village of Wappingers Falls called Braised. Mm. And they're in the business of making these amazing chicken pot pies.
Huh.
Definitely not your Swanson's pot pies. The owners are from across the pond, England. And I could have stayed in the shop all day listening to their Liverpool accents. Mm. Oliver owns the business. His mom, Sue, creates these gorgeous pot pies. And he was so confident in his mom's skills that he opened up the business called Braised.
So the pot pies in tin or are they in pots?
No, they're in tins. Okay. You can take them home and bake them.
Mm.
Okay.
Love it.
She's got steak and Guinness pot pies, shepherd, vegetable, vegan, sausage, beautiful English desserts that looked amazing.
And where is it?
It's right on Main Street in the village of Wappingers Falls.
Mm.
And you can order online, and you can pick it up at various farmers markets.
What's the website?
Braised.com.
Mm. Have you been traveling around finding anything else?
Oh, you know it. I went to the village of Pauling to a small shop that has a famous reputation. It's a traditional Italian deli. The store is jam-packed. It's called Vinny's Deli and Pasta.
In Pauling.
In Pauling. Again, right on Main Street. Every square inch of the place is loaded with anything and everything Italian. Vinny Lamort is the owner. He's been there for 36 years. He loves what he does. He loves his customers. He makes fresh mozzarella every day, which he quickly sliced and gave me a piece.
Mm.
It was just silky, gorgeous, wonderful.
And he makes it.
Every single day.
Wow.
And here you go, Rick. I got something for you.
Okay.
Have you ever had a rock and roll marinara sauce?
What's this?
Well, that's a sauce that Vinny made for Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates.
Well, I'm holding a jar of Daryl's House Vinny's marinara sauce.
Yeah, it is rocking. He was featured on the Food Network, Vinny was, for his creation called the Steak Margarita Sandwich.
Mm.
He made me one, even though it was 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was standing there eating a steak sandwich. It was phenomenal.
Wow.
It's garlic bread, shaved beef, his mozz, his sauce, arugula.
Wow.
Yummy. And then when I was there, two guys from Brooklyn showed up. They drove all the way up from Brooklyn just to get Vinny's food. It brought me back to my Italian roots. Go there. It is a special place owned by a special man. His website is bestmozzarella.com. And you can call your order in. The phone number is on the website. You can go to Instagram at Vinny's-Deli on Instagram, and you can see all his beautiful food.
So Vinny's Deli in Pauling sells his sauce at Daryl's house, or does he sell it at Vinny's, but it's Daryl's house sauce?
No, he sells it at his shop.
How cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
All right. And Donna, how can folks get in touch with you, and how can they maybe comment on what you're talking about, or maybe give you instructions for a new place to visit?
Yes, I'm open to suggestions. My email is beatsandeats@gmail.com.
All right. Well, we look forward to checking in with you again in 2 weeks. Donna, the rock and roll chef, Beats and Eats. Let's play some music. How about some Daryl Hall?
Oh, yeah.
All right.